It's Morgan Wallen, Wasted on You in the Playhouse, 8:03 in the morning, Y94.0, Amy K, Joel D, and we are creeping up on your next chance to pick your purse. You can do that about 7 minutes from now at 8:10 this morning as we kick off a Playhouse Fill in the Blank. Today's Playhouse Fill in the Blank is everyone who knows me knows that I love blank. Everyone who knows me knows that I love blank, Amy K.
Fear.
If that's true.
I think, yeah, that's an easy one.
True story, yeah.
I love it, but I also... I'm weirdly obsessed with chapstick. I love chapstick, and I will constantly buy new chapstick. I've never made it to the bottom of one, but I have them all over. Hundreds in my purse, in my car. They're everywhere.
You know what, though? Known you for a good long time now. Completely news to me. I don't know if I've ever even noticed you use chapstick.
Yeah, you couldn't tell by my chapped lips, because it doesn't help.
I think the only time I've ever been like, oh, there's a person that has chapstick on their hands, is it happens every winter. There's like... probably like that dry part of January where I'm whiny and like, I gotta go buy some chapstick. And you're like, you can use mine. And I'm like, we're not that close.
Yeah. Who would ever offer? That's not your wife.
This one over here.
No way. Do you really?
I don't think I would ever offer it really, but people always ask me to use my chapstick. I just say, keep it.
Well, then I also wondered, like, how many other people has drunk Amy shared this chapstick with? So even if I could be like, maybe we are that close. I was like, no, yeah.
No, I always feel bad. I say, yeah, you can use it. But then I'm like, just keep it. It's yours now.
Yeah, you needed it so bad. Now it's yours. Plus, you got hundreds of them, too. I guess chapstick. Yeah, I always have at least one somewhere. But I don't have like 30 of them because I don't lose them. But I've also been told I can't buy like the cheap chapstick.
You got to buy the good stuff.
And you just rip the wrapper off and it looks normal. That's how I do it.
No.
Yes.
The good stuff. Everyone who knows me knows that I love blank, Joel D.
I would say outside of this, because I think Amy K kind of steals my thunder when it comes to McDonald's, but everybody that knows me knows that I love fast food, especially McDonald's and just junk food. Like everybody that knows me knows that.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
I love it. And also, I guess at some point people think that I love to run, right? There's a documentary out about me running. And I lived in a van to run.
Sure.
And I love it, but you don't see me doing it right now. So that's the thing. It's like I can pick up at any point and get back into shape really quickly. I'm sure at some point it's going to catch up with me because I'm getting older every year. But at the same time, like I love to run, but only on my own terms.
Everyone that knows me knows that I love blank. 237, it's text 35270. I suppose coffee is probably the easy one for me, kind of like your beer one. Like I think it's just... I always have one next to me.
Yeah, it's like, I guess I didn't realize when I first came that you actually enjoy coffee. Like, you love coffee. Mm-hmm. It's not just a necessity because you're always running 24 hours a day.
And not that sugary cream stuff either. I just want black coffee.
Yeah.
Pour it. Oh, just pour it all over me. I would take a bath in coffee if I could. Everybody that knows you knows that you love blank. 237, it's text 35270. Of course, pick your purse. In minutes, 8:10, your next chance to get a designer handbag. And, of course, you can still sign up at y94.com or text PURSE to 35270. I do the same thing It's Playhouse Fill in the Blank, Y94. Everyone who knows me knows that I love blank.
Chocolate, 100%.
So do you, like, always have some with you?
Oh, yeah.
Anytime somebody's got a sweet tooth, a hankering for chocolate, you're just like, hey, Lucy, where's your chocolate? Well, let me just... really my collection here.
I have all these chocolates. I love chocolate too. The only thing is I would say it's a spendy habit because I eat it so quickly. Like I just eat it fast. Like if there's candy, I eat it. Anything junk food, I just eat it really fast.
I have a friend who claims that chocolate helps her from breaking out, that she needs to eat chocolate or she's going to break out. I don't think it works like that, but she claims. And then she's like, someone needs to bring me chocolate or I'm going to break out. And they do. They'll bring it to her work. I'm like, what? How are you getting people to fall for this? I'm going to start saying that. I need $1 million or I'm going to break out. Someone come bring me money.
Well, chocolate's a little more accessible than $1 million.
Talking about things I need.
Try for beer. I feel like that would
work for
you.
That's a good
one. Oh, I really needed beer. I'm going to break out. I don't want to have I'm going to have an outbreak. Some would show up here.
I'm going to start saying that.
And then people be like, that's why she drinks so much beer.
I know. I got to make sure I stay together.
Don't hand down pimples. Everybody that knows that you're obsessed with this.
Everybody that knows me would know that I'm obsessed with different pairs of shoes that I like to wear and how I coordinate them with other outfits.
Okay, so shoes, get the shoe closet. Are you seeing some obsessive people, Amy Kay?
Yes, so many things. Well, someone's calling Joel out and said, Joel should have said van life since he mentions it at least 3 times a week that he used to live in a van.
So you know this one time? I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I lived in a van.
You lived in a van?
I lived in a van. I do love van life. Like, I got, there's a point towards the end of it that I kind of got tired of van life. But mainly because I had my dog and it was really difficult. If you like stay stationary, I was traveling around with the weather. So it made it easier to go up into the mountains in the summertime where it's cooler and travel around with that. So I do love van life. I just also, after I crashed my van, I haven't had, like, I tried to build a new one. It wasn't the same. So I'm obsessed with it. If I could afford, I'd buy a brand new conversion van and I keep looking.
You know what though? I hate to tell you this, but you had a missed opportunity there because if I did something like that, I would use that as an opportunity to run some really sweet trails and like just travel and like run through some state parks and maybe train to run across a state. That's what I'd do.
Probably a full state.
That's what I would do anyway.
Pick your purse.
Hey, next up with a chance to pick her purse, Wendy Paulson. Wendy Paulson, you're up.
Wendy, you could start your week off with a brand new handbag.
Michael Kors, Kate Spade, Steve Madden, they're all beautiful. Wendy, you got 15 minutes. Let's go.
It's Playhouse. That's a new one from Lewis Capaldi. Forget Me, Zero, Amy Kay, Joel D. Been doing a Playhouse fill in the blank. Everybody who knows me knows that I love blank.
Ghosts. I host a lot of ghost hunting. A lot of people don't realize just how many ghost hunting groups are in the area. And I've done a lot of events where we've had presentations and then people, you know, a public setting where they could come in and ghost hunt.
You know, it's just what? 20-something days, 29 days to Halloween. Maybe we got to do some ghost hunting with you. It'd be fun.
I would go on a tour like that. That'd be kind of fun.
You can tell me about it. What do you mean? Why do I look scared?
You want to come along?
Why do I look scared? Well, do you know what one of my fears are? Demons. I've told you guys that. I am afraid I'm going to get possessed. Yeah. It's a fear of mine.
I mean, think about it. If we go to a haunted location and there's something there, not of this world, and it's like, I want to just go ahead and soak myself into a human host. Tell me that Amy doesn't seem like the most likely.
They would take me.
Yeah, they would take you. Is that a normal thing, though, for, like, a redhead, though?
I don't know.
Maybe they're drawn to you?
I've always been afraid of ghosts. I've been scared I'm going to get possessed. I told you guys how we're playing darts. Do you know what number I hit all the time?
I bet it's 13.
666.
Oh, that's even worse.
Constantly. And over the weekend, it happened, and someone came up to me and said, who's the devil that got 666? And I, like, raised my hand, and he's like, and it's the redhead, too. And I was like, yeah, thanks.
666. Obviously, I play a lot of darts.
13. It's no, fear. 666.
She's
yeah,
really
that's
bad.
Even worse.
Really bad.
It's not like my score, but whatever, like the first round, I always end up with 666 constantly, all the time.
When you're always sick, you catch everything. See, yeah, cold, COVID, flu. It would make sense that you'd catch a demon.
Yeah. Catch a demon.
I'm scared.
I still want to, like, you would have to come.
No.
It would be a Playhouse thing, and we'd go ghost hunting, and we would tour around Fargo-Moorhead area.
Really late at night.
Pass.
Or you know what? How about just when we're swinging into work in the morning?
I was gonna say,
you
don't really need to stay early late. In the morning.
Yeah, really early in the morning. Yeah.
You guys can tell me about your adventure. Listen, but
Amy,
I don't want to go.
You are coming on a paranormal tour with us.
Everyone who knows me knows that I love what?
Diet Pepsi.
So is it like you basically always have a Diet Pepsi with you?
Almost definitely. I try and drink water, but, you know, that doesn't go well.
Well, and almost everybody's like a casual pop drinker, right? But then there are people that, like, they become defined by their love for that. Like our engineer, his name's Al. I don't know a ton about Al other than the fact that he loves Dr. Pepper. So every once in a while, I'm just like, here you go. Thanks for not letting the radio station be broke. Boom, Dr. Pepper. And I just know this about Al.
That's good to know. I'm going to take that mental note.
I don't know if he likes it or if he drank it once and then people saw that and now that's what everybody gets him.
I don't know. I've gone back there in the room and Engineer Al always has a soda or something. I guess I never looked to see what brand.
I have had pizza with him before, so I know he also enjoys pizza. So if you wanted to vary it up a little bit, we could also get him some pizza.
I mean, he also eats boneless chicken wings too.
We know three things.
Yeah. Jake... Our co-worker. He's not co-host. Co-worker. I see him with Mountain Dew like all the time.
He's defined by that love.
Mountain Dew,
right?
Yeah.
What is that thing that everybody knows you love? Any other ones? Amy K.
Yeah, somebody said sweatpants. Someone else said everyone who knows me knows I love Hanson. Someone else said everyone that knows me knows I love pigs. I'm obsessed. Someone said gnomes, nail polish of all kinds. Someone said computers, gaming, streaming, everything. And someone else said throwing in some one funny liners. Our funny one-liners. I'm an introvert, but I will get some laughs in any social setting.
Everybody that knows you knows that you absolutely love what? 237, it's text 35270, and hopefully Wendy Paulson and PYP in minutes. Playhouse, Y94, fill in the blank. Everybody that knows me knows that I love...
The Backstreet Boys. I have been a fan of them ever since they came out in the 90s.
All right, so you've just... Always love BSB. Everybody that knows you knows that you love...
Putting puzzles together.
Like jigsaw puzzles, you mean?
Yep.
Probably makes Christmas shopping easy. Everybody getting you puzzles and stuff.
Right, right.
That's one of those things that you don't want people to know that you like it, because then you would only get puzzles.
That's what my dad has admitted to liking puzzles. So it's an easy Christmas and birthday present. Puzzle. Here you go. Or back when he liked maps, it was always maps. It was a globe or it was a map. And just easy presents.
You got to be careful, though. Like, don't say you like something if you don't want it to be a go-to gift thing. Because, like, I've seen some Star Wars. I like Star Wars just fine. I have a couple relatives that always buy me Star Wars stuff. I'm like, meh. I've seen the movies, and I thought they were pretty good. I don't need the Star Wars t-shirt or coffee mug.
Yeah, that's a little extreme. That's a super fan. That's not, I love them. Yeah.
Like, casually watched and thought it was pretty good. Difference.
Yeah, it's a difference. Like, Amy K. loves Harry Potter.
I enjoy it. It's not like I'm a crazy fan.
And if I bought you a wand and a Harry Potter coffee mug. Oh, okay. Well, Christmas.
The fact that you just got excited for that means that you love Harry Potter. So
no, I would just like
everything.
To pretend to put spells on people.
Oh.
Well, that's normal. Okay. Was there any other texted responses?
Yeah, someone said, anyone that knows me knows my love for butter. At my wedding, when they were setting up the head table, they put a huge plate of butter in front of my place setting, and it actually made my day. I mean, besides the fact I got to marry the love of my life, someone else said sloths, and someone else said that they love sparkling water. Like, it's become an obsession. I really need to stop.
So when you said you were going to pretend to put spells on people, why did I feel like you were staring at me?
I don't know. There's you guys, I'd bring the wand in here.
She just stared at me right after that, too.
Pick your purse.
Hope this is Wendy.
Yes, it is.
You get the game.
Yay! I've been waiting so patiently.
Do you know which one you want?
I do. Number 45.
Number 45. I'm scrolling up to it. Let's see. That Coach bag. I've been waiting for someone to take it. Oh, that's. I love that one.
It's absolutely beautiful. I love it so much.
It's yours, Wendy.
Thank you so much, guys.
But it's got some goodies from Waxing the City in there, so you are winning all kinds of fun stuff.
Wonderful. Sounds great. I love it.
Wendy, who just let you pick your purse?
Y94.